Thank you very much, XP, for your invitation to participate in the program. Your questions are actually fairly loaded, but I've tried to answer them as much as I can. Well, I came to this country early in 1990, and I came with $300 US in my pockets. You know, looking back a few years later, I was fairly shocked that I had the nerve to come to a new country to make a new start with only $300 US. Well, in life for us Chinese in those days were quite different from what it is today. You know, for example, there were only about 150 students each year coming from China to study at different universities here, you know, throughout the country. And today, you know, we all know there's thousands and thousands of immigrants coming out of our home country. You know, they all come with a fair amount of cash. And also, the life for us in those days was quite different as well. You know, Mandarin speakers are you know, in a minority range. For example, if we went shopping at a Chinese grocery in Toronto, which we did from time to time, and we feel that we hardly get any service because we did, you know, don't speak Cantonese, and you had to speak of, you know, some Cantonese to receive a decent service. But today, you know, is totally different world. But anyway, I came to University of Western Ontario and spent 2 years there, completed a degree, a master degree in political science. During those two and a half years, I learned a great deal. Especially, you know, I learned, you know, writing properly. Because the thesis is a big part of the master's program. And if you don't achieve the standard that's set by the department, and you just couldn't get a degree. So it's, you know, painful two and a half years that, you know, I spent at the university. But anyway, it's worth, very, very worthy experience. Only, you know, I get appreciated after that I was done with it. My 10-year banking career started in 1993 with Canada Trust. Canada Trust at the time was an independent trust company. It was actually the largest trust company in Canada, with its head office in London, Ontario. I was working as an investor service rep at the Department of Investor Services within the electronic banking operation. During the 5 years at Canada Trust, I completed quite a few professional training courses, such as the Investment Fund course of Canada, the Canadian Security course, and the CPH, which is an Investing Professional Conduct and Ethics Guideline. And I was also enrolled in a Professional Financial Management course. In 1998, I was recruited by TD Bank. And from there, my career moved in a different direction. I got into the branch network of the TD Bank. And those 5 years actually was the most enjoyable 5 years of my entire banking career, because I was given the opportunity to bring my ability into full play to making business happen. I enjoyed solving my clients' financial problems, be it investing, lending, retirement planning. And during the years at TD Bank, I also completed a personal financial planning course with the Bankers Association of Canada. And from there, my job title changed from personal banker to financial advisor, or short for FA. And unfortunately, my good time ended with TD's acquisition of Canada Trust in 2001, or more precisely speaking, in 2002. That's when TD kind of completed the integration of Canada Trust into the TD Bank system. But to me, it was like going back to the old bank or the old Canada Trust, which I didn't really enjoy. The change mainly was due to the fact that entire TD banking up was taken over by mostly the Canada Trust people. Well, anyway, long story short, from there I, seriously look at my options. I decided to, do something different. I ended up getting a leave of absence for one whole year in 2003, and I had the option to return back to the bank within a year. But by the time come up, I decided not to, because I did more than I thought I could with business that my wife was doing at the time. As far as the question regarding my current occupation is concerned, I'd like to point it out that the primary focus of my business is on dispute resolution rather than on mediation. By the way, the name of my business is called Wei Hua Dispute Resolution and Mediation Services. The focus of my business is on dispute resolution because dispute resolution is actually the goal, and mediation is one of the means that we could employ to resolve some disputes. And so they are totally two different concepts. Disputes resolution can be worked. Disputes can be resolved through many different ways. Number one, it could be resolved through negotiation between the parties that have the disputes, or it can be fought through the court system. With most of the small claims, fought through the small claim court system. And in this. In these situations, I can act as a agent or a representative representing my client to to work out the issues with the other party, either through negotiation or through the court system. And you're absolutely right in pointing out that a mediator is a neutral third party. I think it's important for me to define what I do or the scope of my business. The scope of my business is mainly in the small claims. The small claims are those financial disputes involving less than $10,000. So I don't get into any major disputes such as disputes between the labor and the management, or the employer employees, or the party involving large scale conflict. Nothing of that sort. Mine was only small and disputes with less significant consequences. So in these situations, I can start with being a neutral person in approaching an issue, because both parties have will have common interest, have the issue resolved with a minimum cost. And so actually in one of the cases I'm currently dealing with, I'm appear to the other party as a neutral person. I'm not representing this claimant trying to intimidate him or bring him to court, not yet at least, but instead I was trying to talk over with the other party and try to push both parties to make some compromises, remind them that they have a common interest where they can save money and have the issue resolved. Otherwise, if the things move on to the court system, they're going to be more costly and more time consuming, and the result may not be as satisfactory as otherwise could be resolved through mediation. So I do carry wear two hats, depends on the situation. But what do I do? I stick to my role. If I see a chance for mediation, I will try to point out the advantages of working amicably between the two parties, and me being a referee or some kind of facilitator. And but if things don't work out, if I decide to take the case, I will represent the claimant in the court to fight for the for this issue. Your question on the credentials of mediators is a good one. They are many different professional designations in the mediating field. Chartered mediator is one of them. But it doesn't have to have a designation to practice. What that means is, for example, just take myself as example, nobody would ever invite me to sit between, a labor management, mediation. For example, that happens in, Ford Motor Company. That job would, it would require a licensed, chartered mediator with the training and experience, and for me, and I can still mediate the small, issues between the parties to achieve the result. And in the meanwhile, I am in the process to be becoming a regular member of UCDR, which is a dispute mediator association called Upper Canada Dispute Resolution. And I'm also in the process of becoming an associate member of ARD Ontario. And all these organizations offers ongoing professional trainings and to its members. And, I will surely take on more training as my business grow. And I hope I've addressed all your questions. And if anything I missed, do please get back to me. I will, give me a call. I'll be happy to chat with the guys, anytime. Thank you very much for the opportunity.